I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, it's your girl, Chalk Mommy, and of course you are now riding the chocolate waves. No Man's Wednesday, that's right. Turn up, turn down for what? You guys listened to the show on Sunday, we were super turned up. Cece was turned up, Bossy was turned up, Ashton was turned up, Tone was turned up, Mr. GA was turned up. And I was just myself, as always. The one, the voice of reason. Damn, I'm tired and I'm sleepy and I still got a long night. Okay, tonight is Thanksgiving Eve, right? So that means everybody is in their kitchen preparing their big-ass dinner for Thanksgiving. Or, as I call you freeloaders, you're sitting somewhere on your ass waiting for people like me to do all the work. So y'all motherfuckers can't eat tomorrow with no effort of cooking, washing shit, cleaning shit. You just want to fucking come, sit your ass down at somebody's table, eat, and then get the fuck on. I got a trick for y'all people like that. You won't be eating in my motherfucking house. I got my kids helping me cook right now. I ain't giving out no motherfucking free plates. I've already done my macaroni and cheese after the show is over. I'm going to do my candied yams, and I'm going to throw my turkey in the oven. My daughter got the ham in the oven right now. Then she gonna do the collard greens. Then I'm gonna do then we got stuffing. I was gonna do sweet potato pies, but when I went to Walmart, they had some old fucking premature sweet potatoes, so I couldn't really fuck with them like that. But trust and believe, Friday when the bitch get off work, I'm about to hook up those sweet potato pies. Excuse me, I'm sleeping. And then I'm going to throw them up on Instagram so y'all can see them. Today I got my BBM channel, that's right. So y'all can follow me. It's Chalk Mommy, for those of you that have BlackBerry, not the generic BBM from the Android and everything, but you actually have to have a BlackBerry for this one. And y'all can follow me, my posts, and interact with me. It's kind of cool. I like it. I still got some work to do on it, but it's okay. It is quite okay. Let's see. Ain't nothing really important been going on. We're supposed to be doing a win a date with Chalk. I'm actually about to get back into the dating scene. This is going to be interesting because there's so many people out there that I could date, but I don't even like being bothered with motherfuckers like that, for real, for real. So I'm going to throw my hat back into the dating ring and see how that goes. See if I can find somebody that I like enough to possibly date them exclusively one-on-one and see what happens. But I don't know. Last night, a friend of mine, we've been friends for a long time, he came over and gave me my Christmas present early. I have these cute-ass earrings. I love them. And then he got me, like, a matching necklace to go with it with some pearls and shit. I like that. And then he gave me this cute little ring. It's, like, it's heart. It's a heart-shaped ring. And it got, like, let's see, some little diamonds on the side of it. So it fits perfect. And for those of you that know me, know I don't even wear jewelry. But because it was given to me, I'm going to wear this motherfucker. And it only fits on my ring finger. Picture that. Wow. Ooh, it's cute. Oh, my God. I might have to wear this in case I have to hit a bitch. I really like this ring. Ooh. Yes, he put a ring on it, but not like how y'all think. It's a friendship ring. We've been friends. I've been knowing him ever since I was. He was 18 and I was 16, and he's about to be 48, or he might be 48. So, yeah, that's a long time to know somebody. Yes, yes, yes. Hi, Ashton. How you doing? Hey, mama.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying. I was going to get turned up on the BBM, but I didn't. I said the
right.
Little subliminal, and then everybody was laughing. It was like, a po-po ho. I mean, a bitch that called the police. It was like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they do in New York.
That's how all cops do all over.
Yeah, we had a po-po ho down here Sunday. I tell you, boy, po-po hoes be getting. Boy, they be fucking up the game, for real. Like, man, where they do that at? Like,
that's
I
what
have
they
no
do.
Respect
they
for him.
You
want to play?
They cause trouble. They cause trouble, and then they want to call authorities. It's a sad situation.
It is, and it's so sad because the police are being used as pawns. I wish the fucking police would come over here talking about I beat somebody up or I'm harassing somebody. I'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Popo. How old are you? How big are you? How big is that bitch that called the police and told you to come to my motherfucking house? I am 5'5", and I had surgery last year, so I don't have 4 use of my arm, so it's not like I can beat that bitch up. I have one good arm, so who the fuck is bullying who? I feel like you bullying me by coming to my house with that bullshit. I'm going to need to ask you to leave with the officer.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I'm like, I'm bullying. I'm like, okay. So I'll call a chick with the officer and put him on speaker, like, Mr. Officer, Mr. Popo, don't say nothing. Be like, I'm bullying you? Really? But you're the one that called and said this, that, and the third, and you did this, that, and the third. But I'm bullying you? Are you sending the police to my house? Like, really?
Like really?
You bigger than me? Yeah, your mouth bigger than me. Your pussy bigger than mine. Because everybody ran through it, but I'm bullying you. Fuck out of here.
Right.
Like, man, I swear. That bitch can live on my block. Because I be sitting on her sidewalk every day. I'm bullying you, right? I'm bullying you, right? Take your ass
down. I'm very upset about it because the code is just, you just don't do that.
You don't. You don't start something and then get the po-pos to finish it. And the popos
right.
done for getting involved.
Gave it to me.
Man. Somebody needs to go ahead and beat the popo ass for even wasting my motherfucking time. I'm just
demoted.
Saying. Yay.
Get him demoted.
Mr. Supervisor of the popo cop, he came over and tried to bully the pussy. Yes, he did.
No. Speaking of bullies.
Yes, he beat the pussy up.
Speaking of bullies.
I'm just saying. Man, you better tell that motherfucking bully in the background. He better go on somewhere. I'm trying to have a full show without you having no man fucking flashbacks. Shit, I'm not going to call the police on him. I'm going to handle him myself, me and my 2x4. Go in there and whack his big ass. Fuck wrong with you. You better sit your ass down. I'm going to give him some, soft dick. What's soft dick? Make that nigga dick soft. He ain't fucking for about a week. Then that way my girl can go ahead and just handle him. Handle him however you need. Girl, let me tell you, I went on YouTube and I got some crunk music today. Girl, I got Jeezy and YG, my niggas with Rich Homie Quan. I got Paranoid. I got, Chris Brown Show Me. I had to get my shit. I love this shit. Like, I was singing that song. I love this shit. And I love this shit. It's 2 o'clock and I'm faded.
Good, that's good.
I was like, yes, I'm be crunk. Because y'all was just too damn turned up on Sunday. Y'all like a bitch didn't have to go to work on Monday. I'm like, I've been throwing off all week. Girl, I came home yesterday. My daughter was so turned up and disrespectful last night. This bitch done went somewhere and had a few drinks. I call them a few too many. She came home. Her and my son wanted to give me a motherfucking concert against my will, which means I'm in my bed, in my room, with the door closed. These motherfuckers want to sing every motherfucking song that came on Pandora. I'm like, thanks for my concert. I told him that this morning.
Okay.
She wanted to be T.I. She wanted to be Paula DeAnda. She wanted to be Rihanna and Drake. I mean, I'm like, oh, my God. She even was Biggie last night. I'm like, really? And she was like, I don't know why you're going to bed early. And she said, when Trey get back, we're going to be turned up even more. It's 9 o'clock. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Well, by the time he came home, she had went to bed. That little short stay, when she came back, she was so turned up and was singing, and I guess she was just so out of it that she went to sleep. I was so glad. Every time I think about it, I'm going to wake up and give the motherfuckers a concert when they least expect it.
Okay.
It's going to be on one of them days. I ain't got to go to work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be like, I'm going to be singing my songs. And I can't sing worth a damn, but guess what? That night, I'm going to be singing worth something.
Yeah. I would say.
Yes, I am. Girl, I be thinking the mystery be listening in.
Okay. As he should.
It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, more black ass want to pop on now. I like to play my crunk music so I can be super hype and really have no manners. Out of those songs that I named, which one would you like to hear first?
Out of the songs that you named, you can play I Love This Shit.
Okay, let's see. What the hell is it? Girl, I be, see, this is the shit I be talking about. Okay, here we go. I love this shit.
Touch feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling equated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that variety. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just tryna chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. Way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. Rolling up some good, shorty lippy, rolling on the wood. Damn, she rolled it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. She looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block, maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just tryna chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. Way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love.
New. You refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gon' do? I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. I don't understand these girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. They don't care, they don't change, cause she gon' do what she wants.
I love this shit. Woo! Yes. Yes. Yeah, I love it. Man, that song is like one of those songs you've been in the club. You're like, yeah, turn up. I love that shit.
Yeah.
That's one of those songs that get you right there. Well, if you ride, you can tell everyone, look at me. Say you love this shit.
Oh, my Lord, please. Don't even talk about it.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure.
I'm getting old, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, you my nigga, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? You like, so, it's like, what the hell Mo want? We trying to get hype on our music. He don't want to come in here and say some old. See, Mo remind me of one of them dudes. You be like all crunk that he want to come be spitting some sweet nothings in your ear and just fuck up the whole mood. Hello.
Yeah, and you right. I'm about to fuck up your mood. How y'all?
Why?
No, because you just said some okay. shit. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, Mo, we can hear you.
You just said that song reminds you of if you riding a dude and you look at, wait, say it again, and you look down at him and say, what?
You look down at him and you be like, nigga, say, I love this shit. And I'm like, I love this shit, you know. Motherfucker, they don't know no better.
See.
Here we go.
See.
Mo, look, I'm sorry that.
Hold on, because.
We're not talking about you, super sperm. You ain't gonna have no time for no words,
nigga.
Oh, you ask about me. I always got time for words. What the fuck wrong with you, mean?
You could have been talking to me about riding why she riding me. I still fucked up in the head.
Ask him, grab the headboard and be like, yo, nigga, you better say you love this shit. Oh, I love this shit. Call your nigga and tell him that.
Yeah, I must be some super coochie, huh?
That's that Chalk Mommy shit.
What's up, Chalk Mommy? You not cooking for tomorrow?
I'm already cooking. My macaroni is done. I got to do my candy yams after the show. My daughter cooking a ham. I don't fuck with the swine. The collard greens is on. And I'm put the turkey on after I finish the yams and just wake up throughout the night and keep putting melted butter on it because my shit be super juicy.
Yeah.
Be melting in your mouth, yes.
You should have just fried it.
Nah, I don't want to fry it.
Who's that, Asher?
You had a good show Sunday, Mo. While you was all in your feelings, hating to come back to reality and shit, we was getting it. And
Mo, y'all got to remember, I went to Black Tigers, a party weekend. We was partying.
Yeah, you came back. You was already home, nigga. Stop playing. We seen your BBL.
Nigga, Wait, hold on, 24-hour party, you seen the tape, you seen my video.
Man, you was at home looking at some sorry-ass Giants, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I did fall asleep after my Giants lost, but it's cool. So let it go, Keisha, bro. Let it go. I'm talking about the Big Blue right now, let's go.
Well, I'm about to be R. Kelly and remind you of some shit.
Let it go. You're asking, yeah. You all right, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, because last time I left you, you was on third level.
Oh, hey. See, we got all that cleared up. See, if your dehydrated, non-blank shooting ass would have tuned into the show, you would have had a better understanding. And we talked about you, too.
Oh, that's fucked up, talking about a nigga behind his back. That's some bullshit.
Well, we didn't talk about you behind your back. You just didn't call in.
We didn't direct your back again
when we was doing the radio show.
What I missed?
Oh, God. You missed
three.
Tone and Ashton talk, and, you know, it was a misunderstanding that got straightened out. Felicity was on, and she was super turned up.
And
basically, Mr.
Down.
D.A., Oh, yes, the person that you wanted to know about the Pop Rocks. You said, you find somebody yet? They were live and on the air, so you missed that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, but I kind of liked her like that because she don't really talk that much, and she was turned up.
Listen, when you say the wrong thing, you'll get a result. If you say the right thing, you'll get a result.
Now
I mean,
he brought the person out of you. That's what's up. Now I know you
did.
He brought the Brooklyn out of that ass.
Yo,
did you give up Big Daddy words, Papa was chocolate?
Huh?
Did you give up who Big Papa was? You said you was going to do that Sunday. I missed it.
No.
No, we did something else.
Damn. No, waiting for that show, right?
Waiting for what show?
That show for you to reveal your secret.
Oh, she's not going to.
You're not going to do it?
Mm-mm.
This nigga's scared.
No, because I have to think about a lot of stuff, and that part of my life needs to remain right where it is, because, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't even tell no more about it. Don't even speak no more, because I got something else to tell you. This fucking Blackberry
got
the gram, right? Because your podcast was in New York, and you wouldn't download Instagram for me because you were so damn busy that I went and did that damn Blackgram. Now, I'm on Instagram, but I can't put up no pictures. And people can follow me. How do you follow when somebody ain't got no pictures up?
Well, why you can't put any pictures up?
I don't know. It's a glitch in the system. It won't allow me. It keeps saying error.
I don't know why. It's causing this problem. You know, you're about to put up some old jack-leg pictures.
Oh.
And I
put
that,
up
honey.
A picture. I
you
put up a
my
picture. And
sorry, my Facebook. I got my kids on there. I don't do that. I don't do that.
I just said jack-leg. I ain't say nothing else.
Oh, okay. I thought you said some jack-leg pictures.
Oh, shit, girl. Mr. G ain't in the building. What's up, Mr. Pop Rock King?
What's up, Pop Rock King?
How you doing?
What's up, baby girl? How y'all feeling? What's up, shocking ass?
What's up, shocking ass?
I mean, he's pissed like that, yo. He's pissed. Yo, that ain't come out right.
Don't worry about it. Where Boss at? She's coming. No, the reason why I'm smiling is because Mo always wanted to speak to somebody that had the experience of Pop Rock. And hi, Mo, there goes somebody that is here so they can tell you all about it.
Hello.
What's up? How you doing, Mo? What's happening?
I'm not going to be quiet.
Mo?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing, Mo?
I don't know where Mo is.
How you trying to go find him for
Pop Rocks. Mo, where you at?
Yo, I'm here, What's good, my G?
Yo, what's happening?
I can't call out my spoiler, player.
Yo, it's all good, man. It's all good. Listen, the Pop Rock experience, man, is crazy, man. I spent it with a true legend, you know what I'm saying? And real talk, man, unless it's done by a legend, man, it's really not that good, you know what I'm saying? But if it's done by a legend, believe me, man, it's some real shit.
Yo, listen, nigga, listen, I don't give a damn how old the nigga is. If you're a cop blocker, you're a cop blocker, yo. I don't lie.
What do you mean? You wanted to know about the Pop Rocks, because you were just like, man, I need a reference. There you go, a real-life reference.
I cannot hear you. Turn off your phone.
What's wrong with your phone?
Sound like you got the Walking Dead behind you. You know the noise they be making?
Man, shut up. That's your fucked up phone that you got off the corner from Bobby Joe.
Watch your mouth. I got the same exact phone your monkey ass got.
I got mine from Sprint. I don't know where the fuck you got yours from.
From Sprint, nigga. I'm your cousin.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yes, you got it from Print. You got it from Print on the corner. Down in Bushwick. Stop playing.
So
we went to the Coliseum.
Tonight?
We got a bootleg phone.
What's the topic tonight?
Oh, damn. I had a, you know what? I had a topic. I can't even fucking remember what it was. Oh, my gosh.
What's
that? I had a topic, and I forgot what it was. Somebody gave it to me at work when I was talking to a customer.
It's bossy underscore chick beat down.
Man, damn. What was my topic? Oh, my gosh. I forgot. Ashton, you got a topic? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to put my phone on mute because Mocha in here, and it's probably because of the game in the background.
I forgot what my topic was going to be for tonight. Girl. Damn.
Well, I'm not being a topic tonight. No matter what the fuck Mr. B.A.
Nah, we ain't going to let you be a topic because, boy, you ain't never going to come back from that one. Because everybody's going to be like, damn, Chuck, your car host is getting handled. I'm black, I know, and I can't do shit to save him. I can't even save you a lifeline.
You did, Pop Rock.
Turn up.
You better not give him no Pop Rock loving. You might get your head split. Girl, he might split you wide open. He might hit it from the back and just grab them butt cheeks and just split you. So we're gonna leave that out of your equation. No
that
Pop Rock for you. Oh, damn. Wow. I couldn't even picture being in that situation.
Did you see the video with this girl, Sharkeisha, that's going around?
No.
This 22-year-old girl from Charlotte, North Carolina, named Sharkeisha Taisha Thompson, pulled a mean right haymaker onto a girl with glasses because the girl tried to holler at her man.
She punched that chick so hard
that you heard it. She did a yaka yaka tight hit. That shit was just so crazy.
She snapped her, though.
I need that video.
That poor girl.
She was a hitter, yo.
That poor girl had glasses on.
But did you see the one with the I was fighting the two white guys at the outside of the party? And he went and knocked Cold out and went and laid the other nigga out?
No.
Yeah, yo, he hit the shit out of that dude. He went straight out for the count. One dude versus two dudes. Laid them both out.
What? Oh, my God. That is the worst.
These people are going crazy on each other.
Well, the crazy thing is they don't understand. Once police get a hold of those tapes, they assed out.
Especially poor Sharkeisha, because her name was called out. Sharkeisha, don't kick her. Don't kick her, Sharkeisha. You don't know. You're the only one person named Sharkeisha.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She hit that little girl so hard, like she flew to the gate. And then she went and kicked in her head.
Went and kicked her head. And they was like, no, don't kick her.
Yeah. Trying to talk to her man?
That's why Sharkeisha was turned up.
Boy, he must got some good dick.
They about 12 years old.
No, Sharkeisha's like 22.
She wasn't no 22. That was like a 16-year-old girl. That little girl's like 15, you know, dance. 22.
That is a grown ratchet hitting somebody else.
Damn.
The girl touched
on
the
chat.
You would do the same fucking thing, you know, somebody trying to come at me.
He said,
hold on.
Did Mr. GA say I would do the same damn thing if a bitch tried to come at him?
That was conversation. That was not Mr. GA. That was Mo.
That was Mo. That
wasn't
me.
No, that wasn't Mo.
Who was that? I thought it was Mo.
Oh, that was the bully. That was the bedroom bully.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, that was the bully. The bully.
You said you'd knock a bitch right out?
No, that wasn't me, Mo.
No, Mr. GA, that was Bedroom Bully's mouth. If he would just shut the fuck up and let the show go on.
That was a question. If somebody was trying to fuck on conversation right now,
I would let them. For a nominal fee, of course. You know, good dick should not go unpaid.
Hey, yo, Mo, man, I'm glad you're back on the phone line, man, because, yo, it was crazy up in here. What was that, Tuesday? What was that, Chalk Tuesday?
No, Sunday.
Why are you trying me, GA? Why are you trying me right now?
It was Sunday night.
It was Monday.
Mo, it was crazy up here, yo.
Damn, I
gotta go
back
and check it out,
because
I missed it, yo.
Your mail was on for
3 hours. We got kicked off. They was turned up. See, what happened was Ashton needed some advice because she in a situation where she can't win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
She has no wins in the bedroom. That nigga owned her. Like, he owned her from head to toe. And in between, right? And she was like, the only way she could possibly win is she hops out the gate, get a nigga some head, and go ahead and pop him off. But then, once he comes back from that, it's a crucial beat now. So basically, my girl in a fucked up situation because this nigga don't even let her up for air.
Right.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna sit around and get my ass whipped on some other shit. Like,
wow. Mo trying to figure out an answer for that one, Jess.
No, I'm lost
in the thoughts right now. I'm trying to understand y'all folks. It's sounding like bubbles right now.
Yo, Mo, the problem is her man just smashing that shit, yo, in the room, and she can't do shit. She can't do shit back, yo, Mo. He be killing that shit, yo. Look, she be in the bathroom praying he go to bed early. Look. Yo.
He ain't telling my business.
Yo. She be praying, like, yo.
She be hiding in the bathroom.
Hiding by the commode, yo, on her knees, begging, like, praying, please don't get up. Please take a nap. Please go to bed. Yo, she be trying her hardest, yo. Yo, my man, like, yo, get your ass in here. Get your ass in here right now. Yo, look. She said, hey, yo, Mo, she said he hit that shit so fucking violently, right? She be shaking, yo, shivering, yo.
She's supposed to do all that.
Mo, stop playing. Don't do it. Don't go there.
Mo's gonna go there.
You know what, Ashton? It's always funny how niggas be like so quick to hear the next nigga doing his job because they can't do their own. They can't do it, right?
Yo, I do my job. Just cause
you ain't find a man dingo yet to rip that back out. That's why you so loose with the list. You want it to the right nigga.
Hey Mo.
Yo.
Never that.
Hey, little Chuck, man. Look, I done beat that back out, smack that back out, push that back out, punch that back out. Yo, man, Chuck no better, man. She know what it is, yo. Tell us how funny. She know what it is, yo.
Shit. Really?
Hey, Mo, one time, hold on, Chuck. Tell us what happened. She came to Atlanta, right, to see some other nigga. What happened, Chuck? What happened? You was like, man, fuck him, man.
You know, good shit. I gave it to you. Ain't no shame in my
game.
Yo,
you had a holler in the closet, man, running from you.
Hey, yo, listen. She had a dude come down. I don't know who he was. Some dude had to come down, whatever. They got a room on good shit. She's like, yo, man, I can't do that. She's like, man, fuck him, yo. It's over. You can't come in no more. You know what it is, yo.
I hate that. Man, it was good back in 2010. It's 3 years later. I don't know what that shit is right now.
Hold on. 3 years later, you still remember this. So you know you did a thing.
That's good 2010. It's going to be good 2013, 2014. And had he not wanted to fuck one of my friends, we would have been good.
Oh, you should have said you
want to hold on.
No, that wasn't me. What happened was, you're a motherfucking liar.
This bitch called me when I was in New York, and she was like, Chalk, do you mind if me and Mr. G.A. go be in a relationship? What?
Ooh.
Nah. I'm like, what? A relationship?
Mr. G.A. wasn't your man, so you supposed to pass the dick off.
Mo, shut up. Me and Mr. G.A. had an understanding that we were working on us because he was finally out of some bullshit. So, in the process of me and him working on him, he started working on somebody that was a business associate of mine. Now, what the fuck is the honor of that?
Hey, Mo.
No,
that was a lie. Listen, Mo, this is what happened, all right? We're on a show one day, right, talking, and the girl was like, yo, I'll bust G.A.'s ass in the bed. So I was like, yo, what's up? And so her and Chop with that big-ass mouth put up a challenge, all right? So I challenged old girl in the bed, you know what I'm saying? And I agreed. She agreed to it. All right, yo, and it's on a poppin'. Then old girl, I just started finishing her head, and she just fell for the bullshit. I didn't even touch the pussy. She just fell for the bullshit in her head, yo. So she called Chop. I'm like, yo, Chop, can I holler at G.A. real? For real? Like, what the fuck? Where'd I come from? You know what I'm saying? I didn't even touch the broad, Mo. I didn't even touch the broad, yo.
She can only blame herself that because she's up here promoting the dick. So she can't be mad.
And excuse me, this motherfucker started going into her radio show. They started having an after-hour conversation. He was supposed to come up here for one of her erotic poem readings and everything like that. No. Hell no. Never come at one of his friends. Shut up, Mo. I don't even want to hear this bullshit that you're about to say.
You know the rules, though. You heard me? You don't sit there and tell your friend how good a nigga dick is because they always don't want it. That's why I broke half of my high school virginity. I swear to God.
Excuse me. Anything that she heard came out of his mouth on the show. We never had conversations like that.
Yo. Matter of fact, go back to your final fucking tape. Last year, find that tape, year before last, find that and play it on the show. I promise you, Aston and Mo, yo, it was Chuck's whole doing, yo. It was her doing, yo. Chuck, yo, you scared? Yeah, you scared? Man, I ain't scared of shit, yo.
She do it now. So, you know what I'm saying? She can't get mad that somebody's interested.
Look at her. If you fuck the bitch, but don't sit there and be like, she calling me talking about, do I mind if they in a relationship? What the fuck? And Mr. G.A., what happened? What happened after that phone call?
What happened?
When she called me and I called you, what happened?
I mean, it was some words being said. But my thing was,
I never talked to you like that.
Mo, listen. I'm saying to this, I never touched a girl. I never touched a girl in my life, yo, right, Mo? So she called Chuck on some old humbug shit, trying to holler at me on some real shit, and told Chuck, and then Chuck went off. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. I'm saying, I ain't even touched that girl, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, man.
I was like, fix it.
Chalk.
Fix it.
Chalk, Tommy. That's a lesson learned. Stop promoting your kids. If you want to promote it, don't promote it.
If we are on the show and we're having sexual conversations and Mr. GA is putting things out there and I'm co-signing, by no means does that mean, bitch, hop on it like that. We all were talking shit.
What do co-sign mean, though? What do co-sign mean? You just said the word yourself. What do co-sign mean? Yeah, what do co-sign mean?
That he's not lying. I agree with what he said.
No. What do cosign mean, nigga? You know what cosign means.
Cosign means you agree to take on the responsibility of some shit and the motherfucker fall through.
Okay,
financially.
And that was your responsibility to put the dick game out there, and it was up for grabs. You can't knock them for that.
Mo.
Fuck that, guys. He should have paid. Hey, Mo, listen to this part. Yo, hey, Mo, hey, I asked him to Mo, hear this part, all right? But now, with that one girl, Chop cussed my ass out, right? But she had this fat bra, yo, of $350. Yo, Mo, the bay was $350.
I don't do chubby faces. Basically,
yo, Stop lying. Listen. What's her name, Chop? The girl was like, yo, I'm going to break you off. I'm like, what? And Chop co-signed for this big girl. I knew she's a big girl. Big girl.
Who was she?
That big girl down there. Out your way. The big fat girl. You found me for a minute. Hey, Mo.
It's a hurt for him to fuck Free Willy, but he can't fuck nobody else, though, right?
That was before I went to New York and the chick cat said that. I was like, you know, I knew that she was fucky and it wasn't going to go anywhere. I'm not even going to trip. That shit with Nakima, that was like, what the fuck? Where the hell did that come from? Because we had a business situation going on. So that taught me something. That taught me that I couldn't trust her in business because she did some backhanded shit though.
Me and
Mr. GA sat down and we talked about it. And I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't going nowhere. I was good. I wasn't going that route. But my thing was that we all had made a bet on the show. I'm saying that she go make me whenever in the bed. Now it was a bet on the show we had. You remember that shit. And we all agreed to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? But then she started calling and texting and talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm a bunch of ass, X, Y, Z. And the music, I don't know what I was saying to her, but she's got like, yo. I want this nigga for real. I said, yo, it's really about a bet to win, she gonna win this competition. Come on the air and blast niggas out. But nah, she wants some real shit. Nah, I want a bet, she wanna fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. And it didn't go down.
Yeah, you should have got some pussy.
I guess she was on that take that shit, huh?
But Fluffy, yo, Chuck was dead wrong. Hit me on Skype, yo, Mo. Hit me on Skype, right? I see this big ass pussy on him. Yo, what is that? This big girl, yo, to play on that shit. I want to vomit, yo. I want to fucking vomit, yo. I want to kill Chalk ass, yo.
What's wrong with the big girl?
Yo, this girl is big, yo. No. Hey, no, and I want a big girl. I'm saying, if you big, I'm saying, you know, in, like, form. This girl have no form. She is big like SpongeBob, you know? I mean, body all fucked up.
See, that's the thing. She passed the dick off to the rotten bitches, but don't want to pass it off to the good ones. That's that bullshit in your life, dog.
She wasn't that great either. She was fluffy, but, she looked good to Mr. G.I. So, hi.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Chocolate sounds sensitive. You really like Mr. VA, didn't you?
You love GA. Stop playing, Chuck. You love GA. Stop playing, girl.
You lie. He was all right when he was in season. He was all right.
Now he is all right.
Hey, yo, Mo, Mo. Now you're showing that bullshit, right, Mo? I said, little child, I'll be there December the 9th, all right? You know it's on, right? December the 9th, we got a bet. Right, Aston? We got a bet. December the 9th, I'll be out there, Chop.
7071, you're on the air. Help me from this bullshit.
Hey,
what's up? It's these.
Hey,
how are you
doing? Oh, I think that was a fat girl calling us.
No, it is not another fat girl calling in. Shut up, Mo.
Crazy. My nigga Mo is crazy, yo.
This is the chick that Mr. G.A. was going to pay for Big Tone an airplane ticket to go to Florida and fuck, and Tone was like, no. He had to
go. Yeah, that nigga scared of pussy. That nigga scared of pussy.
Who, Tone?
Still scared of Tone.
Yo, yo, Mo, your boy Tone, look. Talking masher, yo. To me, yo, he was going to have to bust her ass. She was like, nigga, you ain't got shit for me. Come on. Come on down here.
I'm kind of fucking, I'm almost drunk right now, my nigga. I'm talking to you.
He ain't make it.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? When I have big, whatever.
He ain't even popped up on the show yet.
No.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I hit you up, nigga.
Hi, Cece, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Just chilling, man. Get my cook on, you know.
Girl,
yeah,
I saw your post today.
What up,
yeah.
Cece?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, you did.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
What's up,
CC? That's what CC did. Come on, that pretty girl locked up. Oh, please. You know, she trying to get pretty girls locked up.
Locked up.
I see CC. Who's CC?
Oh, Cece is on our BBM. She's she turned up. She's from Florida. She a Florida girl.
No, I'm from Florida.
Florida.
You
got
to
get
a picture.
Oh,
Cece. I'm on BBM too. I'm Mo. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, she got me on mute.
No, I got you on mute.
I done said 165 times. What up,
CC? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, Virgo?
I'm chilling, Virgo. What's happening?
It's all good.
That's what's up, nigga. I'm
going
to be quiet tonight because Aston ain't on here, is she? Yes, I am.
Yo, Chuck.
Damn, I gotta go listen to that show, yo.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Brooklyn right now, so yeah, I'm gonna ride past your town in about a couple hours, yo. I'm gonna knock on your door. What's your address?
I wish I
don't
was
be scared
now,
over
nigga. The air. Scared of what?
I'm just saying I'm scared now. Come on, what's your address?
I ain't ever scared.
All right, I'm
going to
pass you out.
That's
like 3 hours. I'm
going to
pass you there.
Oh,
where did you have
been?
Somebody else having a side conversation?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mr. Dominant is having a side conversation in the background. He dare ask him to say something, but he have a reason to go ahead and fucking watch the other show.
Fuck your brains out, yo. Fuck her brains out. Knock her fucking eyeball to socket, yo.
Did he really gonna have to put some guns on him? Cause it would sound like a lot.
Yo, where your girl Bossy at, man? She ain't, yo. Listen, man. I heard Bossy got fucked up for real, yo. She got fucked up, yo. Yo, she ain't been out. I mean, she ain't been on the air, nothing. My man, fucked her whole inside up, yo.
Wow.
Yo, yeah, she wrong right now, yo. She fucked up.
Yeah, you got to put that winter dick down. Make him not go nowhere. They don't want to go out of nothing.
Yo,
whatever. I don't know nothing about that.
You said that was a big down. Some of you know, you want to go mingle, so. You know, here, boo, get some of those gag off to girls. Now, when's the dick when it's cold outside? It, you ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
That's what you've been out there asking, you getting that winter dick?
I didn't know it was for a winter dick.
That's more bullshit.
Yeah, like I
that,
said
is,
in the
that is most bullshit.
Yeah, that's that winter dick. You don't want it to go nowhere. You want to stay
in the summer,
cook outside.
Oh, I got a question. When is it okay to fuck your friend's ex? Like, it's like years from now, or is it off limits? Like, you know, is it ever okay to fuck the ex of your friend?
You gotta get a pass. You gotta get a pass, yo. You gotta get a pass.
You gotta get a pass.
You gotta get a pass. Yeah, you would change. You gotta say, listen, you gotta ask that girl, that guy, who's your friend, like, yo, what's up? You wanna holler? What you gonna do? And they say, yo, it's cool to fuck with us now. You get a pass. A straight pass, yo.
It depends, but I don't know.
I don't even own those kind of passes. Like, I can't give you no kind of pass like that.
Nah, but it depends on what type of chick she was to him, though, because, you know, niggas do give that
right.
pass. Like, yo, she a freak. Go
right.
eat it.
Right.
You know? Now, if she was his wife, she
was
something like
that. If she was a side chick, it's okay.
Yeah, just go beat it. But if she was wifey or something like that, the nigga wouldn't have the audacity to ask the nigga. I'd punch him in his motherfucking mouth.
Right. True. That's very true. That's very true. But now, if she's a side joint, and your man, that's your main man, he might have liked it, whatever I'm saying, some other shit. And that's
your
attitude. Yeah, you might say that's my man to get a pass.
And
if he says cool, then yeah.
But you know what's fucked up about that?
Yeah.
And you give a nigga a pass and he fall in love.
Right.
And get
right.
mad when you beat it. You understand? That's the bullshit in his life. He want to marry.
Wow.
Right.
There's a lot of niggas out here like that. They don't want to be your friend no more. They don't want to call you, talking to you. Nigga, I don't pass it to you. We serious now, bro. We ain't like that, you know? That shit that happened to y'all was in the past, you know?
That's true, too. Hey, yo, that's real, though. I like that. That's real, though, man.
That shit happens, bro. Real talk. These niggas out here sucking for love. You know? But they say one man's trash is another nigga's treasure, but not my homie.
Right.
Come on, homie, yo. And how can you hang with them knowing you were skeeting all in her face? And you know, you can be kissing her.
That's your wifey.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Maybe he changed her. Maybe he was that one dude that she needed to make her better.
Get out of here.
What's
up,
fabulous
and
Neo?
No, the sad shit is that shit happens. And they fall in love, and you be sitting there like, ew. Every time you see them together, you just like, ew. He kissed her. Yo, you don't want to smoke a blunt with that nigga. Like, nah, nigga, you kissed her.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, stop talking about my wife like that. Ah, nigga, you kissed it. Don't even call her a hug. You be like, it. You kissed it, nigga. Nigga, did you eat the pussy? Come on, son. It's my wife. Come on, son. It's my wife.
Y'all are so disrespectful.
Yo, that's real, though. That's a real shit. Okay,
so, how are you disrespectful when you disrespecting yourself? You know she was a devil, right? I used to tell you, say, put me in a predicament. I used to tell you all the time, yo, VA, son, this bitch father my nuts. You know, she done got her kids, you know, smacks her around, you know? And you sitting here talking about, nah, son, I love her.
That's fucked up, yo, man, don't touch about her, man. Yo, man, she ain't that way no more, man. Yo, she's not a bitch. She's not a hoe. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. No, hold on. Just because she fucked you and your brother don't mean she a hoe. She didn't fuck everybody else.
And then that before my time, man. That before my time. Fuck out of here. You fucking clown. You clown ass nigga. Yo, man, fuck that, man. Shit, everybody, man. Shit, everybody.
But look, about the nigga that lost his chick to his man and is mad to play her in the world, yo. That's the crazy
thing.
When
he said he lost her?
He lost his chick to his man. Oh,
well,
that
was impossible.
Huh?
They had a bet?
No, meaning his chick left him. Like a chick leave you for a girl? His chick left him for his man. She dead. He was in love. She deaded him with his man or his brother. That got to be the most horrible feeling in the world.
Oh.
Yo, man, that shit, that's some fucked up shit, yo.
Oh.
Walking
That's some lifetime shit, because you don't even know how you...
This is reality. This shit happens out here in the street. You were so in love with the damn chick, and she running around dating your man, talking about we wasn't together no more.
The
chicks really feel that way. If they're not with you no more, they can date who they want.
I mean,
yeah, true.
It is.
Okay, so I got another one today.
How about that chick that go, the one you was in love with, go date your worst enemy, the nigga you hate, the nigga you can't stand, and you were so in love with her and wanted her back, and she going to go date the nigga, and she knew you couldn't stand this nigga.
Oh. That's a
I mean, it's like, it depends on how we broke up, you know what I'm saying? Then, I would go out foul. I ain't gonna front. We had a bit of breakup, and you did some old, like, okay, prime example. When I was married, right, my ex-husband used to cheat all the time, right? And he just knew that I was, because my grandfather married us, so I always did the right thing or whatever, right? So then this nigga decided that, you know what, I was starting to go out and have fun because he wasn't going to be the only one that was going out and shit. So I met me a friend. My mama always told me, don't cheat down, cheat up. So I found me somebody that was better than what I had. So I went out one night, and this nigga thought I was going to a club that I normally go to. So he tried to catch me out at the club, but I didn't go to that club that night. I came home to another club, and this morning my husband was like, your ass better be home at 2:45 in the morning. When I told y'all, I got home, he said be home at 2:30, like he was my daddy. I got home at 2:45. I bullshit y'all not. All my shit was packed up in a box and in the front yard. Then when I came home, y'all remember how Uncle Phil used to always throw Jazzy Jeff out? My ex threw my ass out like that. So guess what? I went and stayed with my new boo. So we separated. So then when my ex got a wind of the fact that I wasn't pining over him and that I was moving on with my life, he decided he wanted to try to make things work. So one day I was at my best friend's house. My boo came over unexpectedly, and my husband had came home. So I had both. We decided to play spades. So I had my husband at the card table playing cards with my new boo, and me and my best friend was sitting there laughing, and me and my little boo was playing footsies under the table, and I was just like, I teach this motherfucker. But no, y'all gotta understand.
That's that murder she wrote shit, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta think about it. My ex used to cheat on me all the time and do some dumb shit. So I felt
like that wasn't wrong compared to all the shit he did. I understand that too, but that shit now, I'm saying, you got your back, not your face.
No, he would come home and be like, ooh, he would always tell me about the chick, but it would be like in third person, and then I find out he was fucking her. Like, ooh, we got this new chick in our office. She was ugly. Oh, she's so ugly, you ended up fucking her though, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I'm
fucking him with your face though.
You lucky that was
true. What you did was wrong, yo. What you did was wrong, Chuck. She did was dead wrong, yo.
You heard?
That was dead
you
wrong.
Said what?
I'd have fucked your best friend that night.
He tried, but I'm just saying. Don't play with me. No, I'm one of them bitches. Don't play with me. Don't play with me, because I will hurt.
Hey,
I will get you.
Yo, Mo, that was dead wrong, man. Cause dude, he didn't be on her back, not for her face, man. Chuck, he was dead wrong, man. He should have. Oh man.
You put your new boo in a predicament then too, because your ex wants a wild out. Once he found out who dude was, and he felt violated that you invited both of them, it could have been some shit going on in that house. So you were playing with fire right there, girl.
Whatever.
Real cool. You know that
she thinks she's bad.
She could have felt violated.
No, she thinks she's bad, yo. She thinks she's bad, for real. Doing shit like that. She thinks Chop thinks she's bad, yo.
I don't think I'm bad.
Yes, you do.
Chop good? Nigga, listen, Chuck, you watch the news? Do you watch the news? Nigga, shoot me, Chuck.
You know what? Look, you.
Real talk. And you know what's crazy? The rules call killing. Remember you go to jail, you do something to chick, they do this and that. Half of the niggas in jail for killing chick. So they ain't gonna do that for each other.
Oh, shit.
You can't even think on the nigga going to jail and getting it because half of the niggas he in there with. Yo, I killed my wife. That bitch cheated. Oh, you did too? I killed my wife.
Right.
A dog in her arm.
That's real.
I'm telling you, it ain't that old school shit no more. It ain't that old school. Stop playing with fire, girl.
I don't do that anymore. I don't cheat.
Because
soon
as you
do what I'm
doing. Listen, I'm gonna tell you the truth, and I'm not a woman beater. But as soon as you would have cut an eye at that nigga, your eye would have been big as a motherfucking. I'd have dared that nigga to jump.
Man, you should punch the dead in the nose.
Punch the dead in the motherfucking eye. Her eye, that eye she did, would have been fucked up.
I'm punching right in the motherfucking eye, out the socket.
Ain't no fucking eye. All that twinkle toe shit. All that drinking shit. That nigga would have been like, yo, your husband crazy, boo. I can't fuck with you no more.
Yo, he the bounce, yo. He the bounce, yo. Yo, I'm like, yo, I'm out of here.
Yo, look, I got a wife, I got kids, I got family. I ain't signed up for this.
I'm with no trouble, yo. I'm with no trouble, man. I'm with no trouble, man. No trouble at all. Please,
let me
walk away.
That nigga was like, look, I'm a co-worker.
Yo, Mo, he might say, I'm gay. Punk-ass nigga. Yo, man, I'm gay.
That's it. I don't know why she went to her motherfucker.
Oh shit.
I can't stand both of y'all little silly suckers. Y'all get together and y'all like y'all gonna double team a bitch and everything like that. I got news for y'all.
No, don't get offended. The truth is a lie if you tell it in a dump. It's only the truth. Let it go. Your ass would have got murdered. It would have been a different dude. I'm telling you. Your husband really loved you and he was really patient. Because you would have got a black eye. If you would have got a black eye, and you, as soon as you would have looked at that nigga, I'd have flipped the fuck out.
Really?
I don't know this bitch sitting here with this nigga. I know she ain't. Yeah. Punch you dead in your eye and dead him to jump. Because he's going to get worse than what you do, but jump and try to save you. He's going to play Superman. You understand?
I'm just saying.
It happens. But stop playing with fire. These niggas is dangerous out here, especially over women.
I mean, I just mind my business. I'm a sweet girl. I don't be bothering nobody. I don't cheat. I'm faithful to whoever I choose to be.
You faithful to whoever you do sleep with?
I said who I choose to be.
Oh, I was going to say, you got some shit with you.
No, I'm faithful to who I choose to be. Right now, I am by myself.
So you're doing
it. And that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
Now that you talk, I told you.
I haven't been.
When
I
first met you,
around.
You really, I know.
You know? I do plan on fucking before the New Year's is out.
Excuse me.
He can stop by the crib. I don't do things like that with my children home. I never have, and I'm not about to
start. We can get a room.
Wait, hold on. Yo, VA, what you drive?
A Tahoe.
Okay, hold on. No joke. I drive a Tahoe, too. Rolling hotel.
Oh.
You ain't got to worry about the kids.
Matt tried to turn me into a Tahoe. So he tried to turn me into a Tahoe in the Tahoe. Wow.
Yo, VA.
Yo,
she got them tall legs too. You can spread right
yeah.
between them seats. Get right in that middle
yo.
Seat.
Yeah.
She ain't running. No.
Wow. Y'all trying to
Yo, look. Hey, look. And she's flexible too. She real flexible,
yep.
yo. Yeah.
From door. Make sure her back is up against the seat so she can't run. She got to take it off.
Right. Yeah, she'll take it off too.
Excuse me. It's cold outside. Y'all know I'm.
No, them Tahoes, we got heated seats.
Yeah, right, that's true. We got heated seats, yeah. The heated seats.
We got heated seats, baby.
Hell yeah.
Your ass will heat right up, butt naked.
Real fast. It's got one and two, high and low, how you want it?
You want it on your back or on your ass?
Whatever, y'all kiss my ass, how about that?
Hold on.
Don't argue with it, kid. You got the Tahoe. That's a hotel on wheels, brother.
So it's going down the Tahoe, Chuck. Yo, Chuck,
y'all some dirty fuckers for real.
Wow.
I'm trying to keep
you
dinner.
You heard that song she was
pussy.
Playing a minute ago?
Nah, what's
your
plan?
What's it called?
Some shit. She's talking about riding a nigga, looking at him, saying, "Say I'm your master," some shit like that. Make sure you play that song in the truck.
Yeah, me that song, Chuck.
Oh, it was called "I Love This Shit." August Alsina and Trinidad James.
Play it from him here. Play it, Chuck. Here.
Shut up. I'm getting to it. Y'all get my damn nerves.
Yeah, get to it. Yo, shit, he's a
yes or no, but it's not home. Damn
that.
You moaning already?
James.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I'm faded. This kush feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little
little breezy, feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that Ferrari. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just tryna chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Rolling up some good, shorty lippy rolling on the wood. Damn, she rolled it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your men circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just tryna chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love it.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand this girl, girls, 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 girls. I don't understand this girl, girls, 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 girls. Looking for a real nigga, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways. They don't care, they don't change, cause she gon' do what she want and think it's okay. And he gon' do what he want and think it's okay. I said I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. You know nothing about it. Love it.
Some dick to make me say I love it, I'm keeping it, yo, for real. I'll tell the whole world who the hell that nigga is. 7676, shut up. Nobody's talking to you right now. I'm not, matter of fact, you and Mo, y'all on punishment. I'm trying to take a call. The last four is 7676. Y'all are being so rude. Y'all have no manners.
The no manners show. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is she talking about?
I'm the only one that can have no fucking manners. That's what it is. Me and Ashton are the only ones that allow no manners.
Ashton ain't saying shit the whole night.
Ashton is on her best behavior. She's not about to let y'all get her fucked up. That's what's going to happen. She's not about to let y'all get fucked up. I'm trying to talk to my new caller. I don't want to talk to y'all no more because y'all is like, y'all is so mean.
Where you call at?
7676, you're live on the air.
What up, Ma? I ain't push one.
Yes, you did. You did push one hurts.
Oh, my bad. Is that push one?
Oh, Ma.
Yeah, I'm,
hey,
I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay. No, shut up. Ma, shut up. Shut up. I'm going to think about some. You know what? You already know how rude your fucking friend is.
Hey, yo, who that? Wait, don't mute him. Who that air hustler? Who that?
What up, Mo? What's good, my nigga?
What up, babe? Who that is, Hurt?
No doubt.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, no doubt, my nigga.
My brother Ace, come on, man. You better unmute yourself, man. Come on, man.
He don't got time to fool with y'all tonight. Hurts on his grown man shit.
Here she goes. Here she goes. Bungee jumping.
Hurts is on his grown man shit. He don't got time to play. He don't got time to have no manners. Hurts is always on his best behavior.
Yo, Mr. G ain't got no manners, yo.
Well,
Hurts
is different from you and Mo.
Yeah,
Hurts got manners.
Yeah, yeah, Hurts, you heard what you said.
Yeah. She don't know that side of me, Mo.
See, I only know the gentleman side of Hurts. Thank you very much, Mo. He only shows me the good side.
I wasn't trying to find the intimate sides of my boy. That's my nigga.
He shows me the good side. I didn't say intimate side. He hasn't shown me his intimate side. Now, I told him fuck live on the air. Now, I mean, if you want to call that intimate, then oh, hell yeah, I heard him beat a bitch up in the bedroom with some back shots.
Oh, let it go.
But I'm just saying, Hurts has been nothing but a gentleman. Mo, shut the hell up. I swear. I can't stand you.
Yo, Mo, she co-signing you, Mo. She co-signing.
There you go. I heard it.
She co-signing.
Yes, I will co-sign for Hurts any day because first impressions are lasting. And the first impression that Hurts gave me when we met last year, it has been lasting, very lasting. So fuck y'all. How about that?
Hey, listen, I ain't mad. That's my brother. Listen, that's my brother. You got the good guy and you got the bad guy. That's my brother. That's my other half.
Oh. Well, Yo, Mo.
Yeah.
Oh, all I know is she keep bypassing your question about fucking me in a towel in 2 hours. That's what I'm trying to find out. Why you bypassing that shit,
Chuck? Trying to get in the mobile hotel.
My period just came out.
And your what just came up?
My period just came on.
She a liar. That's a
period.
She a liar, yo. She
Wait,
a liar,
you say your period? Your period just came on?
She lying.
Yeah.
That's what you got to vote for. Oh, that's so rude.
And she know that head game, like that pussy game, so she already know that shit real good on both ends. So she can go either way with her. Hey, Mo.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Mo, listen, I ain't never in my life, man, met a female, yo, who's pussy like a motherfucking head game, yo. Her shit is, I mean, fucking like crazy, yo. Her head game? God damn. Yo,
chop.
Yes.
Yo, the pussy in the head,
they fighting each other, yo. They fighting
for real, yo. You can be
in the way,
you're gonna be good. 3 years later, that shit is better than it was in 2010. She's conditioned.
Got
and she ain't even been touched. She's barely been touched.
Got
like, what?
Got deeper?
I'm get my dick stuck. I'm going to get her down.
Hey, Bossy, how you doing, Bossy?
Bossy,
that's right.
Bossy, the fuck you been at?
I'll give her
as usual.
And she's like, Hurts is always a gentleman, though, for real.
Yes, he is, no matter what.
Yes.
That's right.
These two could learn a lot from him.
That's right.
Please.
Like that picture he posted with him. Like that picture of him posted with a girl. He a little bit bad, too. I've seen the picture of him posted with a girl so he can carry her around the house, get a drink, keep working. I mean, so he got a little dark side.
He's a biker. What do you expect? You know, bikers kind of rough around the edges, but it's like he is nothing like these other two. It's like you can see him, and you can see a halo around his head. You look at GA and Mo, motherfucking horn.
Mo picture look like he up to something. Like, yo, yeah, man.
He always looks like he's sneaky.
Like you said,
he always got his hand in a cookie jar. Yes. Well, I know he got some shit with him.
Wow. I ain't sneaky. I'm up front with everything.
I said, you look sneaky. Like, you up to something.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to make a wife in a heartbeat. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, I'm probably sneaky.
So how was the vacation?
Stop changing the subject. Are you going to meet Mrs. VA in the truck?
Didn't you tell y'all that I'm leaking right now?
I ain't leaking, nigga.
She ovulating.
What?
You was just going crazy over Gus. What's his name? Orphan? Augustin? The song.
No,
that's
I
why
like
you
that
need
song.
That's
why I like that song.
You're not leaking from the other stuff. You leaking because that song just wet you up.
No, I just like that song. That song is like, it's nice. I like the words, you know what I mean? It ain't no apple. It don't do me like your body's calling me by R. Kelly. If the nigga is listening, you play that song, oh, my God, you might get the beat down in your life. Oh, my God. What?
I got that in my truck, chap. What's up? I got it in my
towel.
R. Kelly, what's happening? Can we get it?
Mr. D.A., you are something special.
Nah, you
like Jerry,
know
like Jerry
T. He's special tonight. That's his name.
Mo was off motherfucking. That nigga was asleep last week this time.
I know, right? Talking about he hated to come back to reality.
Yeah. I had a long weekend.
Yeah, a lot of pictures.
A long weekend. You hurt.
You hurt.
Yo, what's up?
How many bitches you fucked up?
We don't run the road, nigga. We run the road. On my own lane.
Well, how many bitches did you fuck this
weekend? I'm looking for you down there, bro.
Hmm?
You hurt?
Who you talking to?
Y'all hurt.
Yo.
No, I was looking for you down there. You know we had it lit.
Listen, man. I'm trying to just get out of this year clean in the head. I don't want no problems, bro.
All right, I'm saying you can't.
I don't want no problems. I've been working. I've been focused. All my trips for next year is paid for. Just stacking my paper now. Next year is going to be like a kid in the candy store.
I got you, bro.
Like Mo in the cookie jar.
I got you, bro.
Mo in the cookie jar.
What are you doing for New Year's?
Yeah, I understand that one. Mo in the cookie jar.
Chalk said he's like got his hand in the cookie jar.
I'm working.
Mo always got his hand in something.
Well, ain't no cookies.
No damn cookies.
Yeah, when I'm making cookies.
Yeah, that's double time, so I'm working.
Ain't no cookies.
Oh. I'm going to go to Atlantic City for my birthday. Y'all going to come hang out with me?
When's that?
My birthday is February the 3rd.
Damn, it's fucking brick out there.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking if it's summertime, we get a beach
out. Wait,
when's
Super Bowl? When is Super Bowl?
That weekend.
Oh, you think you slick. You trying to be in Jersey for the Super Bowl? It's going to be crazy out there.
No, because I heard that it's supposed to have, like, a big snowstorm or whatever. I am considering going to possibly Miami.
What day is it, you said, sir?
The 3rd of February.
That's a Monday.
Yeah, but I'm probably in that Friday, Saturday, you know, probably that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh,
right. Yeah, don't think he's in New York. She's coming to New York and she's busy.
The week after that, I'm in Atlanta. But I'll come down to
what?
AC. Yeah, they haven't, you know, Blockburner's got their annual down there. So I'm going to be down there that weekend.
You riding down there?
Hell fucking no. I'm riding Air Trans down there.
Oh, I was gonna say, boy, you crazy? You on fucking solo when they got them heated?
Nah, son, I don't do the heated gear. You know that. If I can't ride my rod, I ain't getting on my bike.
You know that? I got some. You're
not running for no police at 20 degrees. Some lights come on. You pull over and get that ticket. That's not my lifestyle, so I ain't riding.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah, if you come up this way though.
But it's supposed to storm really bad, you know. And
know.
You know we could never get our schedules right when I was there.
Nah, you're too busy, Chuck. Like everybody wanna party Chuck. And you know me, I'm
thank
not
you.
That dude.
Thank you. She couldn't even
do
my goddamn Instagram.
I'm not doing that.
Right?
So I'll just, you know, go ahead. You got business to attend to. You got a lot of people that you didn't see that you need to see. Me and you, gonna if it's meant to be, we'll link up somewhere along the line. I'm down your way, you up this way, so we'll meet up. I'm not a
but you were asleep. You went to bed early.
I told you, it's Saturday. You hit me up like, yo, where you at? I seen that Sunday morning when I woke up. I was like,
nigga,
9:30, 10 o'clock. I was asleep, son. Fuck, I'm tired. If it ain't enough for me to get into, I'm home. Save money and don't get in no trouble.
Wow.
He was turned down, girl.
Damn.
Turned down.
Yeah, he sure as hell was turned down. But it's okay. I turned up Friday downtown when I got drunk.
No, it sounded like you had fun, so I was happy for you.
I mean, I had fun at the football game and hanging out with Rikers and his kids and stuff. And then Ashton and her boyfriend got me drunk on Sunday. And then he drove me downtown, and he was speeding so fast. I was like, wow. The Barclays Center looks so crazy at 55 miles. I was like, oh, shit. It wasn't enough time for me to do everything. So
yeah.
I'm coming back in January. I just hope it's not super duper duper cold, because if it is, everything
well,
is going to be done in my hotel. Well, everybody just going to have to come to my hotel.
Oh, I got you.
Y'all just be at my hotel then, because I'm not doing it.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Good.
So, I don't know. Ooh, wait a minute. Okay, All-Star Weekend is the 14th through the 16th in New Orleans. Is anybody going to that?
Nope.
Not me. For my birthday.
No goddamn New Orleans.
Me? Oh, shit. All the damn rooms look like they're about to be booked up. I always wait to the last minute. I don't know.
I meant to ask you, what's up with that you and 50 Tyson porno?
It ain't going down, because if I fuck 50 Tyson, who am I gonna fuck after that? I would have to keep
fucking. Yo, that fuck 50 Tyson.
What's,
just sit in the
so
corner.
What's up with you and the dude in, with his hand in the cookie jar? My man Mo.
Nigga, my motherfucking hand ain't in the motherfucking cookie jar. What the hell won't you?
Yeah, they've been saying your hand in the cookie jar, so I figured that's what they call you.
Cookie jar.
Nah.
But I don't know. All jokes aside, that dude right there, how you change your religion, sign away your kids, and move up to New York.
Man, Mo.
Now I'm your ring ratio.
Yeah, Mo is a hoe. I can't deal with hoes.
Listen, I don't know what he is. I just know he changed people's lives, man.
I bet he
Eric
do.
Saying Eric Hosen all day.
Yeah,
he
do. He leave them lasting presents. He leave them lasting presents called kids.
Nah, I ain't even talk about that. I'm talking
further.
About outside in the daytime like a crackhead looking for this nigga. Where you at?
With a flashlight.
Flashlight.
Oh, shit.
That's your new name. That's your new name. Forget cookie jar. Flash.
The deposit dropper. Mo don't be playing no games.
Mo don't miss the pocket.
He like
Bo Jackson shit. Mo knows, bitch. Mo knows cookie jars. Mo knows flashlights.
I don't know about cookie jars, but he definitely must know boxes the way they keep coming. It's only him and one other dude I ever see like you sitting there like, damn, what the fuck did they drug him? What they got?
Y'all asking that shit too, like, don't you get tired of bitches? I mean, I couldn't be no dude. All that emotional shit would drive me crazy.
Nah, we pimping, that's all.
Who said we pimping?
He say pimping.
Nah,
ain't
me.
He's not speaking for me. Hurts is a good one. I can't manage that lifestyle, man.
I'm an old nigga.
I said I was innocent. You sound like I was innocent. Paint that picture though. You heard. I'm with where my player status was.
It's considered major league to him and the other dude that I'm talking about. I'm minor league. Those are the majors.
You the Negro League?
Yeah, I'm like Negro League, absolutely. I ain't been discovered yet compared to that dude right there.
Wow.
You know what? When somebody admits something like that, I don't believe him. Like,
You don't believe it?
He downplaying himself a little bit too much.
I'm a real dude. I'm gonna keep it 100, and I don't hate on nobody. There's no reason for me to. That dude right there, he a real dude, and whatever he doing, they loving it.
Yeah, correct.
That's just what I see. And I know he ain't an abusive type dude beat a chick up, so it can't be that.
I know he ain't a chicken type dude.
So it can't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be something.
Right.
That's what
I think they like.
Out,
yo, hurt.
Yo.
I think they like my hand skills. They like the way I box.
Yeah, you wrong for that one, son.
They still protected around me, bro. That's what I think it is.
Sharks don't think I give it up, yo. I mean, you giving up something.
I don't know if it's hand skills, but, I mean, it could be some head. I mean, I don't know what the fuck you giving up.
No, I'm talking about the street. She called me a punk. She says he's going to slap me, bro.
Oh, no. Nah. He talking about knocking people out.
I said, nah.
He rocked the dude right out of his pimp.
Sound like Hurts co-signing now, Mo.
Nah, I told you, I ain't co-signing. I'll just speak on what I see. I'll tell the truth.
And the truth hurt.
Oh, it didn't hurt me. It hurt him, though.
Oh, God. Hurts, you sound so innocent, but I don't know.
Innocent ones are the main ones. But, Bossy, it's something about Hurts, right? It's like, my daughter was like, Ma, he is so cute. You should talk to him because we met him at the when I met Hurts for the first time. My daughter was with me, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, he just made me feel this certain kind of way. I wish I just would have came back to his room and just slept with him, and he just would have held me all night. That would have been the kicker. Cuddle. Yeah, cuddle. He'd be a good cuddle buddy.
Like, put your ass on
the table. Real talk. Look, we ain't been here to praise each other, though. I know a lot of niggas, and it hurts to tell you, I know the streets. And I fuck with some hard body. He'll tell you, and I always tell him that, yo. You can't meet too many genuine niggas out here. You understand? A lot of niggas front your face, do a lot of faggot shit behind your back. Son of
and like
too.
Little bitches. Yeah. Yeah, that mixed up is contagious right now.
Huh?
Yeah, the Mitches are contagious right now.
So, what are you giggling about? Are you ready to go beat that motherfucking Tahoe or what?
Excuse you?
Tahoe.
Excuse you?
Who's driving the Tahoe? I'm confused.
Mr. GA is driving the Tahoe.
Mr. G, does that mean he in Georgia?
No. Yeah. He originally from Brooklyn, though. He's driving from Atlanta to New York, and he has to come through here.
Okay.
And he won a pit stop in rocking the Tahoe.
I almost said something, but I caught myself.
Yes. Well, you got to catch yourself.
I ducked the fast one.
Have not kicked it. Since 2010.
You remember the exact date, so that means, why not rock again? My man said
the year.
What's wrong with a comeback?
There you go.
You don't look in your rearview mirror, you look out the window.
We make better friends than anything else, so I'm content with the friendship.
You don't want to mess it up. That's right. You don't mess it up.
Stop it, because if you didn't want to mess the friendship up, you wouldn't have fucked in the first place.
We started out fucking friends.
How many friendships you done fucked up?
A lot. That's why his monkey ass laughing.
He's trying to calculate and shit. He called for a lifeline. Hurts.
Now I'll fuck up friendships. Ladies love me.
Whatever. I don't know why.
Ladies
yeah, we love,
love
you, Mo.
I don't know why.
Don't be sorry, Mo. Be careful.
Ladies love me. Hey, it is what it is.
How many collard greens? I'm hungry now. Just hearing that. Now we're going to fry some pork chops this time of night.
Can you recover?
Y'all is so retarded.
Well, Anthony has me quite.
Oh, my granddaughters are here. Matter of fact, what the hell, y'all? What y'all thankful for? I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to these three.
Being on Voldemort.
Who are you asking me?
I'm asking all y'all. What are y'all thankful for?
I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for great friends and family. I'm thankful for a decent job. And I'm thankful for beautiful women with good pussy because Lord knows y'all are dying breed.
Yeah.
Love.
She said, I'm so good.
Thankful for me. Oh my God, it hurts. I love you. See, that's what I'm talking about. Mom don't even know what he thankful for. It's so much ratchet shit. He's about to come out of his mouth.
He's going bungee jumping, man. He's going bungee jumping.
We wait, Mo.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my kids. Number one, I'm thankful for my kids. I got beautiful teenagers that keep me going. I love them to death.
teenagers, my baby. So, I am thankful for my job, even though I hate it, but you got to make ends meet. And I'm thankful to see another year in life because it's really rough out here, real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Bossy, what are you thankful for?
Well, they pretty much summed it all up.
Damn, Bossy, you thankful for beautiful woman with great pussy, too? That's what's up.
I'm one of the beautiful people. I mean, thankful for myself is what I'm saying. That's exactly. Beautiful woman with good pussy, yeah. I'm last the dying breed.
Hell yeah. Y'all gonna be worshipped, man. Because it ain't many of y'all left. Y'all coming extinct like the dinosaurs.
Did y'all see that video?
It's getting to the point where ratchet sticks is acceptable now. Where the fuck is that happening?
They're the whole winner.
Oh,
man, I got a list to be. Let me see. Okay. I'm thankful for life. First and foremost, I am so thankful that this year I did not lose a family member because I lost somebody. I lost my grandfather 2010, lost my uncle 2011, and I lost my aunt last year. I'm thankful that, I have a job. I love my job. I'm thankful for having friends like you guys that support me. I'm thankful to be, you know, that bitch with I ain't going to say $1 billion, but $1 million coochie, yes, that would be I. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that a lot of people like me. I'm thankful that I'm thankful that I've come a long way since this time last year because y'all know I had surgery. This year, last time, I was fucked up because of my surgery. I'm not 100%. I'm about 85%. But, hey, that's still better than where I was. And I can't say that I'm thankful that I let somebody fart and come at the same time, but, hey. I'm thankful I got skills. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. What you thankful for?
I am thankful for health of mine and the family surviving. I am thankful for friends that are very supportive and very honest. Because those are hard to find. I'm thankful for the good dick because that is hard to find as well. I guess I should
Lord
not
have
complain.
Mercy. Well, well.
And I'm thankful for a future, you know. Future looking really, really bright.
Come on. Did she say the future or future, the rapper?
The future. You can't be thankful for something we don't understand. You
know, understand what he's saying. What does he say? For future album? Y'all got jokes, y'all so bad. I'm just saying, because
I can't be thankful
for the future. It
ain't happened yet. Thankful she has a future. The future is open.
No, I'm going to leave Aston alone because she tore tone ass up.
Yeah. What the fuck was that about?
Well, what had happened was there was a misunderstanding.
I didn't say shit.
No, you know, everybody has trigger words, and certain people can't say certain things. I don't think that he should be one to tell me what I need to do.
Absolutely.
And he can't tell you nothing about no nuts.
Yeah, he can't tell me nothing about no nutcrackers. That right there.
He could be cracked nuts.
How he can?
Oh my God!
Put
him in the corner.
If Tom would have called in tonight, he would have had to explain why he turned down a free plane ticket to go smash CeCe.
Because he was looking for Mr. C. Let me stop.
We're talking about
Oh. Shit, boy, you did wrong for that one.
So what happened?
Ash is straight up told the nigga he smashed the homie. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's not
the
homie. I don't give a fuck what you say. You could dress it up how you want. But if it walk like it,
talk
like it, and you got a beard, it's a nigga.
I
said
not. Well, Tom has agreed to give me an exclusive interview one-on-one on why he is like he is. I guess I can probe deeper. So I can't have y'all on the line. I'm like, yes, I'm going to have to do it as a conference call and record it because he was like, he'll talk to me exclusively. He makes me feel like I'm Oprah today on O. We're going to go behind the scenes with Big Tone and find out what it is about nigga bitches that turn you on.
Nah, he better. Yeah, he know to keep that shit up the show because we're going to tear him up. Where he at anyway? I don't like talking about him.
I don't know.
He might be listening.
I'm really going to take advantage of that.
All you got to do, I mean, nobody's life is perfect. Everybody lives according to how they see fit for them. So I'm
right.
not going to pass judgment on that person. My thing is just be 100 and own what you own it. Just own it.
You get it.
Yeah, if you do it, own it.
See,
honey, I can't say that.
I'm good for the more check. I like that. More than
no.
Yes.
No, because you can't sit here and tell somebody, when we talking about you and trying to tell you about you and you're like, oh, y'all don't understand this, that, and the other, then how are you qualified to tell anybody else?
Right. That's where
no.
I was going with it.
Yeah, you went in there, man. You was late.
But I think with Tone, everybody was just like, you're saying that you're not gay. Because I think Madam went in the worst because she was just like, dude, you're gay.
Again. Damn.
Sorry, like, you're
gay.
But for him, it was just something different. So I'm going to do that exclusive interview. You know what I mean? And I might even put it in the magazine and be like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would call it because evidently
you would call it niggas who like nigga bitches.
NBCNIG.
Oh my
NIG.
God.
That nigga.
You would call it niggas. You would call it niggas in denial.
You can't say niggas in the magazine.
No, you would say niggas brothers in denial. That's what you would call it.
Brothers in denial. Yeah.
There you go. He's in denial.
But
yeah,
girl, it is my magazine. It's ratchet. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like I'm going to put a picture of him on in there. It would just be like an article. And because it's like he's not the only guy out there like that. And I was trying to get the training. Nah, he's not. It's a lot of guys like that.
You gotta respect the nigga.
You gotta respect him for being honest, because when fucking fuckboys out there
honest.
Running with
nah.
bitches all day,
that,
and they coming home, and they coming home to some of you women. That's the bullshit in their life.
Yeah. But did you see that high school star football athlete that killed his lover last week? It's a little kid. He's a high school athlete, star, football
killed
athlete.
Killed his boyfriend,
what,
right?
Yeah, killed his boyfriend because his boyfriend was going to expose him.
Yeah,
like,
it's
a lot of people living that life that are not going to admit they live in that life.
But you know what's the crazy shit about that? The media put that shit, like, with the gay marriage and all that. I can't, like I said, I can deal with gay women, but I can't stand nigga bitches, real talk.
Yeah, that's a double
like
standard.
How cool you are, what? Like I said, I accept Tone because, like I said, and I told him.
He kept it hot, he was honest.
You can never be my friend. You can't hang out with me. You can't nothing. You can talk on the show. You understand? The show is entertainment. Other than that, it's not my cup of tea. Like, we couldn't be cool. We couldn't be homies. We couldn't be none of that because, you know, your lifestyle is way different
yeah.
than mine, and we
yeah.
don't mix. I respect you on
sense.
The show. You understand? But in the streets, like, Chalk can't say, well, me, you and Tone hanging out. No. We're not doing that. You know, and that's just my preference. You know, I just choose to stay away from that because, you know, that's just my life. And
you're just being honest.
If you choose to live that life, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're just being honest, like the song. Just being honest.
No, you're just being. It's real talk. I can't stand nigga bitches. I cannot stand nigga bitches. I see them on Jerry Springer. I'll be wanting to throw the fuck up, and they put it on TV all day. To the mayor, to Christie, to this, to the black, to the nigga in Jersey. What's his name? What's the governor of Jersey? Like, all these niggas is
Christie.
Coming out the fucking closet. What's wrong
governor
with
Christie gay?
I don't
he look gay. He look gay, though, Governor Christie.
No, I'm a crazy.
No, that's why you have so many women, because, you know, I guess a real man is hard to find. He cocking his legs up. That don't look right. I don't understand how niggas get their ass ate. I don't get that.
I was watching.
Damn, you guys are taking over. Damn.
I like my ass licked.
You cock your fucking legs, I'm gonna punch you in your nuts. You don't cock your legs up.
Hey, yo.
That's a bitch ass position.
Yo. Hey, yo, that's some bullshit. Listen, if your girl will lick your ass, let lick your ass. Point blank, don't matter.
You on the suspect list.
That's a woman.
Yeah,
lady.
But she ain't saying
nothing. I saw a porn where the dude had his legs cocked up for her to eat his ass, and he looked like a bitch doing that shit. Now, cock your fucking legs up.
But look at the distance, though. That's
what
you
do, so let me ask y'all a question. What y'all do, lay y'all something?
That's a woman. He fucking pussy afterwards. You understand?
I ain't asked my question yet. How you answer my question? I ain't finished yet. I want to know. What y'all do? Do y'all cock y'all leg up? Or do y'all bend the fuck over? Do you get on your stomach? I mean, what position makes a man feel manly getting his ass licked? I don't get that.
Yo,
what
yo, if she want to lick her ass, that's what I'm telling you. If she want to lick her lick ass, we don't care how she do it. What position, upside down, on her neck, on whatever the fuck that bullshit. Lick her ass, lick her ass, point blank. Fuck that shit, boss lady. Boss,
I said, how do you get your ass licked? I ain't asking you how you lick it. You a
hey,
dominant
yo.
Man.
Hey, yo, I said let her. If she wants to lick it, I'm saying it don't matter how she doing it.
What position you
doing.
In? I ain't asking about her. I said, what position do you be in? Let me say it in Spanish. L, what old position though do you be in?
Hey, yo, look, boss chicken been around all week long. Now he's on here talking shit again.
I'm just asking.
What
position do you be in? He ain't answered the question yet.
Yo,
you're ducking and dodging like a motherfucker.
Yo, hey, yo,
this ain't dodgeball.
Where she get to it real good? Where she get it real good? How about that one? Where she get to it real good?
Huh?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Did you ladies hear an answer to the question? I didn't hear an answer.
I told you, I be where she get it real good. You know what I'm saying? She do it real good on her own. Point blank, that's her job. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Okay. I didn't ask that. I said, what position do you be in?
I just
told
you.
On your ass? What, she working real good? What's that, on your knees?
Nah, I didn't say that. You said that.
You didn't say. You just
you
said
where
she get it real good. Well, how can she get it real good? What's that? What position is that?
Whichever
one she wants to choose.
That's her choice.
He ain't going to answer that shit directly.
That's her choice.
He answered indirectly.
That's her choice, boss. That's her choice.
I said, well,
you know,
listen, I didn't ask what the bitch choose. I said, what position you got your motherfucking ass in when she's licking your ass? Are you on your knees?
Hey, look, real talk. She might have been on her motherfucking neck doing my motherfucking ass. I don't know how she's doing
up
there, but it don't matter.
He said something about her again. He don't understand the question. I got
yeah,
somebody say it. Somebody say it in French.
I do understand the question.
Okay. Okay, but you tell me about the female. You're not telling me about you. What position are you in? What is your ass? Is it in the air?
It's in her mouth. What are you talking about?
It's like you saying in her mouth, but how are you positioned? How are you positioned with your ass in her mouth? Are you sitting on her face at the time? That's gay.
Hey Mo, what you want to know, Mo? Sit in her mouth. What it matter to her mouth, right, Mo? Get out of here, boy.
I'm still gonna laugh at you for the rest of the night for that shit. It's in her mouth.
No, I'm not at you. It's in her mouth.
What kind of answer is that? In her mouth.
It's in her mouth.
It's on her tongue. It's in her mouth or on her tongue. She put a lip in there and her tongue? She put a lip and tongue in you. Okay.
It's in her mouth.
Oh, that's just sound nasty.
I just hope you get the legs cocked up. That's all I hope.
Nah, my shit ain't cocked up.
Cock your legs back. Let me lick your ass, boy. Let me lick your ass, boy.
Yo, boy.
Yo, man, funny, yo. She know her man be beating her ass down.
Hey, y'all, picture this. Close your eyes and picture this shit. You a man, and you standing up from behind the bitch licking your ass. What, you against the wall? What the fuck? That don't seem manly to me.
Hey, yo.
You give me the dick. Look, you on your back with your legs up. Listen here, I'm asking questions for a reason. I saw a porn, and the girl was riding the dude, right? And she was giving him head, and he was giving her head at the same time. Then he cocked his leg back. That shit looked so fucking gay, I was turned the fuck off. Damn. Cock your legs back. I make my shit dry up immediately. Immediately, I'm going to dry up and get the fuck on out of there. Goodbye, nigga. Put your fucking legs down. Stick a bullet up your ass. You might like that shit, too.
Yo, she mad funny, yo.
Next thing you know, you're trying to dig in the ass. Little dildo.
Nah, you ain't doing all that shit.
That
I'm going to
strap up
shit.
On your ass.
That's the other nigga there.
You never had it. You know, I can try it.
I ain't trying that bullshit.
You can put the bullet on the balls and then it just slowly slide down a little bit.
No bueno.
So can anybody answer that question besides Mr. G.A.? Mo.
Nope.
Don't worry, he didn't answer either. He just said via her mouth. He don't see how I get there. She in the back of the Tahoe.
y'all retarded. I can't do y'all. I can't.
She's
I can't put
towel.
Up with y'all tonight. I'm in the kitchen. That's where I'm gonna be. I'm cooking.
His head out the window while, in the back of the Tahoe while she's doing it.
Okay, turn it off. The heat was on. Fuck it.
Oh Lord, shit.
Y'all too funny.
I'm trying to pick a good position, you know.
Mrs. D.A., if you don't hear her answer her question so she can stop trying to sit your...
Yeah, man. She got my stomach hurting with that one.
Just say you're on your belly. I'm on my stomach.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Sitting here listening to y'all. I'm sitting here doing my candy yams for it. I'm multitasking like a mug. I wish y'all could have came and had dinner with me.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been fun.
It's like a 4-hour drive.
Should have set that up earlier.
I know, right? That's
what
right.
A dinner
we got other
be.
Holidays. Now I'll cook for everybody. And then y'all go back to y'all homes and be like, oh shit, so I could cook her ass off.
Hell yeah.
Hell, some people might not even want to go home.
They might want to look for jobs down here.
I know that's right.
Hell no.
Well, we know you can't leave your hoes alone. That's why you was bitching Sunday when you got back. Shut up.
Most of him had no hoes. He got ladies. Yes.
I can't say hoes.